One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back better than ever, back for more. Joey D has arrived. Mikey V has arrived as well. Mikey V appears to have the giggles. Why don't you tell everybody what's on your mind, Michael?
I thought you were going to lead in. Never mind.
No, nice, I mean, Sarah, real for the nice class.
Happy birthday.
Getting old, man. Getting really old.
Give me a break. Getting 32 years old.
Time for self-loathing when Joey Coldcuts is in the room, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, Mikey, we're seven years his elder.
Yes, that's right, Joe. And we don't you know what? We don't get treated with enough respect
as
elders. I really don't think we do.
Do you agree with that?
The old tale is respect your elders.
That's correct.
That was the you know what I was told as a kid, but I guess that saying went out the window
at the turn of the century. Yeah, but Joe, you're not. First off, Joe's been 38 for the past 10 years, okay? I've never seen a guy not move in age. Ever since I've known him, he's either been 37 or 38. He's never moved his age.
That's so ridiculous, okay? Man.
And he's 38 going on 18. Like, he's got the energy of an 10-year-old.
He does have like a very youthful energy about him.
Young at heart.
He does.
Yeah.
Sinatra said it.
You say wise though, Michael?
Joseph?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got some tidbits of knowledge he could throw your way from time to time. Certainly. He's got a lot of life experience, certainly.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if knowledge was like donuts, I'd be like Timbits. It's a little, you know?
Timbits, yeah. The Munchkins, but they're not Munchkins. They're Timbits.
Hera, I got something for you guys. Somebody sent me a picture on Twitter before the episode.
It's not me, is it?
No, you ready for this?
It's me, Joe, for sure.
We're going to put it on the show.
Yes. what is wrong with people, man? Yeah, you know what? That. We squashed that. That's old news. We
that's
squashed
up. Yeah, it I don't is
for the audio listeners. It's Joe and Josh Allen with the Chiefs scoreboard under. We just spent the week with Josh, and we did talk about that. We talked about that. Josh is so understanding of Joe. Like, he gets it. Like, he loves Joe. He knows his heart. He was livid. He said he wanted to fucking kill him when he did that. And he did agree that Joe, after putting up the Chiefs meme, that, by the way, it was the picture of them with the Chiefs meme. He said him then coming to apologize did add on to it even worse. But
he should have just let it go? You think he should have just let sleeping dogs lie as a blunder?
Yes. Then he said he gets Joe and he knows Joe's heart and how Joe is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he did like an impression of Joe being like, "No, I'm so sorry, Josh."
I would love to hear Josh's impression of Joe. I would love to hear that.
The only reason I sent the additional text was because my phone was getting blown up by Bob to the point where I was like, I might have to get ahead of this. Like, this could be very bad.
You control the narrative, Joe. But you have to. You can't. It's like wag the dog.
There's a greater narrative that is always superseding what I am doing. I kind of go about my day to day, and I do what I do. There is narratives created left, right, and center. Some people call it pretzels, Michael. Other people call it narratives. But the guy at the top left corner there, he's a narrative creator. He really is.
He's the pretzel master of all pretzel masters. There's no question about that. But you're basically calling yourself oblivious, is what you're saying.
At times.
Okay. That's it. Sounds like a hand up to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I say that I'm misunderstood. There are times where I know what I'm doing and I'm out of line.
You're calculated.
Yes. But there are a lot of times where I am clearly just not in the wrong, not necessarily in the wrong, but where something happens without the intent or without the perception of what other people think that I'm doing it for. So like the Josh thing, I never meant to
Of
do
course,
that.
no, but that's obvious. That of course was an
That was
accident.
so good, though. It was like, what the fuck is that, man?
Oh
What the
my
fuck is
God,
that?
dude.
What is
This guy
that?
goes through another
What is that?
water
Bottle of
every
fizzy
single
bubbly?
week.
What is that? What is
Fizzy
that?
bubbly, another Zohan.
Fizzy bubbly. The Mountain Valley.
Mountain Valley. This is
Come
as good of a.
on,
Let me
man.
tell
Can't
you
you
about
just have
every
a
week?
regular bottle of water, Bob? Can't you
This
just
is
fucking
every week he's
sling
on a
back a
new
bottle
one.
of
Oh,
BS?
I got the my dad will text me what stores around here have Poland Spring in stock, and then we'll head over there. Like, 'cause sometimes they don't have it down here in Florida. It's tough to find.
That
I
is
gotta
one of the
ask
more
you.
obnoxious or water bottles I have ever seen, bro. That is insane, that
That's
water
something you
bottle.
put at a dinner table for a family of five.
I don't know how you could listen to the show without watching the YouTube. I don't know how, because you have to, like, nobody's gonna get this, but that you just tune in to see this water bottle that Bob has. I've never heard of that water.
I
How is it?
do.
How is it?
Oh, it's an
Is that
unbelievable
your top water
spring.
right now? Is that your go-to
I
water?
still think Essentia would be.
I thought you were Saratoga Springs now.
Jesus. Is
I
that the
got.
blue? Is that the blue
Yeah, the
bottle?
blue one. He
Yeah, he
goes to a
likes
new
that one.
bottle every week,
He
Mike.
does. He does, man. He
I
does.
haven't. I've some. By the way, I have something stuck in my throat. I was eating almonds before. I can't get it out.
Dude, can we talk about your dad with the funeral sandwich? I mean,
Was the mustard thing real?
that is an
Joe,
episode of Curb Your
100,
Enthusiasm. That's literally, and it would
100%
be
real.
called the funeral sandwich. That's what it would be. That
Bro.
the episode would be called the funeral sandwich, and that it's literally out of the show. It's fucking insane.
It's wild. For those who don't know, my mom texted me. She said, we're getting ready to go to a funeral. It's my dad's uncle. And she's like, your father's the only one I know that packs a lunch to go to a funeral.
I'm sorry to laugh. I'm sorry to laugh given the
It's crazy.
circumstances.
It's
But
crazy.
don't they normally have food at a funeral? Like,
It's
don't
called
they
a
have a
repast.
spread?
Yeah,
They have a
repast.
spread, right? Like, they normally have
At the
sandwiches and
repast.
cold cuts. I
Yes,
don't know what
yes,
it's
yes.
called,
I mean,
but.
listen, you could go to, I've been to some repasts that are like weddings.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're fucking nuts.
So
Totally catered. Yes.
we'll play the audio.
Why would you bring a lunch to a funeral?
I packed the lunch because from the funeral, I am going to the cemetery. It's a 40-minute drive from the funeral to the cemetery. So I was going to have the lunch in the car on the way to the cemetery. What's wrong with that?
There's going to be a lunch afterwards.
I didn't know that, Sue. And I realized that I'm not supposed to eat in the car. So once I realized that.
Text your son to bring mustard to a funeral?
I realized after I packed the sandwich that I didn't have mustard or mayo on the sandwich. So I knew we were going to see him. I just asked him to pack mustard so I could put the mustard on the
I
sandwich.
was just, I'm packing a lunch for the funeral like I'm crazy.
I packed the chicken sandwich and I packed potato chips. What was crumbling was probably the potato chips because I put the potato chips in a small Ziploc bag and I was taking it out of the bigger bag. So that's probably what you heard.
But what my dad was saying, at least I kind of get it, but it's still so ridiculous. From the time of the service to the funeral, like they had the service, that goes an hour, but then you got to drive 45 minutes to the funeral home, which was different from the service. So you drive an hour to the funeral home, then the funeral's an hour. So
That's
he
a
was
trip.
saying,
That's a trip.
correct. Then
That's a
you got
trip.
to drive to that person's house for the food. So he knew he would be hungry. But to pack a lunch before to go to a funeral and
It was
then
just what the lunch looked like was
it
just,
didn't
that
look
was
very
why it
good, by the way.
with the
Crazy.
chips, the bag of chips on
It's crazy. And he
the
then to ask me to bring mustard and he was said to
side.
because I it's crazy. It's really it's crazy. We do got to start, Joe even mentioned, and it is true, we should be calling into him, not every episode,
Well,
but
I tell you, I'm getting whacked on Twitter, man. People want a Mr. B UFC pick for tonight.
I was going to say tonight, is the night of redemption, Bob. I was going to say tonight is UFC 313. So it's a big night for Mike Berger to bounce back.
I need Mr. B's lock of the night for UFC, and I'm going to put it out as an only subs pick. I'm going to put it out as an only subs pick.
No,
but it's for fun. I'll preface it that it's for fun. Okay. I'm not going to count it against the ledger.
It doesn't count against the ledger.
Not going against the ledger.
No, definitely not against the ledger. Can't do that. By the way, though, Mikey, he will not just give you one pick. He's going to give you like his whole.
That's correct. That's correct.
He's not going to.
I want his number one play.
He won't. He'll give you the whole card.
What I'm afraid about.
I got a couple parlays.
He was running. He was running hot, and when he was running hot, he had no problem giving dogs. I feel like because of the shit that he took last week, you're going to see a lot of favorites sprinkled in.
I feel like UFC is like so volatile in that you'll get a card where it's those dogs and all the favorites get fucked, and then you'll have a card where it's every favorite wins. It's just so. Joe, you had your hand up.
Go ahead, Joe.
Do we tell him that Mikey's going to put the pick on the ledger? I don't think you do, because then
no.
I think
no, I don't want any pressure. I want his organic number.
That's what
one
I'm saying.
Pick.
You can't tell him that you're going to put it on the only subs, because then he might affect his pick.
What time does this UFC start, by the way?
We'll be watching.
It's going to be outrageous. He'll be watching.
No,
for
but what
sure.
time isn't it in? It's not in the US, right? So what time does it start?
In Vegas. It's in Vegas.
Oh, it is in Vegas. Okay, Vegas, so it's tonight. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's terrific, honestly. Because that's my favorite thing when it's on the West Coast, because the kids are all asleep by the time the main card gets going. That's like prime time in my house. Me and Holly, you know, the kids are asleep. That's prime time. I thought it was in like Abu Dhabi or something.
We could have a couch day, Mikey. All of us.
Yeah, I would love one.
Well, but the problem is though, Mikey, even with it being West Coast, it kind of hurts us, right? Because with the West Coast, it's that really late.
I like that though, because I like that because then I could watch college basketball. And I could do that and then right into I love that. I just love that. I really do. I really do.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Can we call him and ask what the pick is?
I just texted him to see if he's around, because we'll ask him about the sandwich. He's around.
Well, he could be playing pickleball Saturday.
Well, I was going to say, there's only two things that he wouldn't answer for is pickleball or jackals. That's the only two things.
He had on the jackals, he had to go to this funeral, so they were going to have to forfeit. There's a guy on the team who stepped into a sprinkler head a few weeks ago and really busted himself up. My dad had to call him and ask him to please play. He said, look, even if you can't run, we can't forfeit the game. So he had to go to the funeral. So this guy who busted up his leg played in the game and can barely walk. He can't walk.
Did they win?
They won. Yeah,
these guys are tough as nails, man. They're like NHL guys.
How do you run into a sprinkler head?
Who knows, Joe? No.
Joe, at the same time, you popped your Achilles at a 4-season soccer game. So,
No.
Mikey. I thought we've said it plenty of times.
Never heard it once. No.
In the manager's, the 4-season soccer game, okay? They were playing against the Ritz-Carlton.
It wasn't Ritz-Carlton.
Wait a minute.
I don't want you telling the story.
I want Bob's pretzeled version.
It's not pretzeled.
Okay, that's fine.
There's no Ritz-Carlton in Whistler, BC, Canada. So there can't be a Ritz-Carlton team, Bob.
All right, it's pretzeled already.
First of all, the fact that the Four Seasons and the Ritz-Carlton would face off like the Sharks and the Jets from West Side Story is potentially one of the funniest things I heard, but I really would love to hear Bob's version, because then you could bring the light to your side of the story. I want to hear the contrast of stories.
I'm going to nail it. Okay. Joe checks into the 4-season soccer game. Okay. funny.
Well, I, was playing, I didn't check.
Just
it,
give me
I
a little
started.
background.
Come on, man. Now you
give me a little background on the soccer game, Bob. Is
I was
this the
starting
annual
right
thing?
Back.
What is it? What is
I
it?
I was starting right back.
Okay, you, stop.
Wait,
Joe.
Hold
what,
on.
What is it,
Joe,
Bob?
Joe.
What's the game? Is it an annual game? Is it a rivalry game? What is it?
It's like a company game. They have a
every
company
year.
League.
No, it was a full season. We played every week. It wasn't a one. It wasn't
okay.
a one game. It
but
was
Joe,
a, it was a
you
it
did.
Was a summer league. Soccer summer league, outdoor soccer league, where a bunch of it wasn't just hotels, but a lot of the hotels got involved, and we had our own team. I have a picture.
But no, we don't need a picture.
You
no,
had
no,
FC,
no, no.
You had FC Hilton against who? Bayern Hyatt Regency.
You're out of your mind,
bro. The hotel soccer league is one of the best stories, and it hasn't even started yet. Bob, go ahead. I'm sorry.
In fairness, like I played for my cousin worked for the Peninsula. Like they have a softball team. See, we lost them for that picture. We don't need that picture, Joe.
Yeah, you do.
Oh no, we don't, dude. Get
no,
out.
No, but Bob, tell the story while he's
you're telling the
picture.
Story.
All right, he told me he checked into the game. Apparently, he was the starter. Regardless, doesn't matter.
Right back.
Game starts, okay? Gets right into it. Within the first few minutes of the game, okay? He busts it to go get the ball. He a big pop. It sounds like a gunshot.
I got the photo.
Keep the mic on. Wait, zoom in on you. I do want to see that now. Mikey, keep that mic on. Let him hear you.
That's look at those jerseys. What the fuck?
Zoom in again, Joe. I've never seen this. This is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, see, you wanted to see it. Look at
no, it's pretty
I
good.
Look like. I look like a stud in that photo. Look at that.
Of course. You look like a young Michael Ballack.
It was see four season side cut. There were, I mean, we had jerseys. We took it seriously.
So, right, Mikey,
so the gunshot goes off.
He pops his Achilles. Okay, ruptured it.
Sorry, it's funny, Mikey.
You gotta let me go, man.
Go ahead.
Story. He ruptures his Achilles. They're trying to get him to go off. They're saying, Joe, you have to leave the field. He didn't want to leave the field. He wanted to keep playing, okay? He couldn't walk.
Yeah.
They finally convince him to go off the field. He walks with a ruptured Achilles to his car and drives himself to the hospital finds out that he has to get surgery.
You're a fucking
dog. Is that right,
dog.
Joe?
You're a dog,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You're a dog. That's not hockey. That's not hockey
of
anymore.
Of course.
But I didn't they said to me, I was like, I think it's just like I might have just pulled something. They're like, no, you need to go to the hospital. So I got off. I drove myself to the ER or to the urgent care. And I went and saw the doctors like, you have a ruptured Achilles. You need to have surgery tomorrow. And so I had to have my mom pick me up from Whistler and drive me to Vancouver to Royal British Columbia Hospital. And I had a full surgery that next morning.
Joe,
hotel soccer league.
Can't you just picture him like with the ruptured Achilles driving through the mountains of Whistler to get to the hospital?
All I'm picturing is his face going after that ball when Achilles popped. I know you are.
And
that's
you know
what
happened.
And that's what's so funny.
It felt like someone took a baseball bat and smashed me as hard as they could over the back of my Achilles. So I thought the guy who was chasing the ball had hit me with his cleats. So when I went down, I just immediately started screaming at the ref, that's a red card! That's a red card! Because the guy's like, I didn't fucking touch you, bro! And then I realized... That's when they were like,
there was a non-contact injury for Cutsy.
But that's why you just can't do anything. You can't do anything like normal with him. Like you can't just go play a pickup basketball game with him
because
he's gonna be. Yeah, it's just it's out of control.
You know, I identify with that though. I like.
Yeah,
that.
Of course you do.
I do. I like that. I like
the guy. The boss. Yeah.
I like that. I like the dog in him, man. I like to see it. Listen, if I got a team, if I'm playing in the hotel soccer league and I'm on the team, I want to see a guy like Joe who's ready to fucking go, you know, life and limb for the ball. I mean, that's what I want dogs. I don't want fucking Johnny come lately, you know, fly by night guys. I want a guy like that. Yeah. I mean, the guy was trying to play with a ruptured Achilles in a hotel soccer league. Crazy. That's a wild story. I've never heard that story.
You know how long I miss work? Take a guess.
Months.
3 weeks.
Oh.
I came back to work and I was doing like an office stuff. I had my fucking foot elevated. No, but you're not supposed to. And then the thing is,
I know, but Joe, you're not if you were a professional soccer player, it would have been months. But like you're going back to the office to fucking, you know, check, you know, room service.
I was driving a truck. I was going to like events and shit. Like as I was a banquet manager, I was setting up events. This thing would look like a club. It'd be like all black and blue and swollen. It was brutal.
Mikey, he used to take, Joe, tell me if you want this cut, but he used to take, when he was the banquet manager, all the banquet servers, like you're not really supposed to hang out with the employees outside of work. Like you got to create, he used to take all of his employees.
No, we're done. Okay.
He can't get in trouble for that now.
Well, yeah.
I would love to hear it. What did he used to do? He used to take them where?
Joe, he gave me the nod.
Joe, who cares? What are you gonna get in trouble?
Go ahead, Bob.
There you go. Go ahead, Bob.
No, this is people listen to this that I know, okay?
Yeah, but what did you do?
Oh, you're gonna find out. Well, you're gonna he used to get all of his employees. Okay.
By the way, I took Bob too, so Bob's in this with me.
What did he do, Bob?
We used to make little day trips down to Tijuana, Mexico.
wait.
We would go down there.
Okay.
We would go to like the beach, have a huge, like a massive dinner. And then they have the best strip clubs in the country. And we'd go run them up. Bang for your buck. Bang for your
buck. You're like Kenny Powers, by the way, in season two of Eastbound and Down.
I'm going to preface this by saying this was at a time back in the day where I was single. I didn't really have a,
Joe, you know, we know this. We know this.
But I will say your bang for your buck is, you know, Mexico goes a lot further.
Oh, I bet it does.
He took me one time. Okay. He's like, this guy's going to pick us up. I have never been so scared because we showed up to Tijuana. He's got like Air Jordans on, like custom Air Jordans on.
Oh, the Jordan 11s.
Big black leather jacket. I'm like, Joe, we are sitting ducks out here. We go to cross the border. They rob me for $100 right out of the chute. They take me to the back room, ask about my ID, and they say you need $100 to cross. Rob me blind right away. We get in this.
But that never happened to me. I don't know why it happened to you.
I just was a sitting duck. I just think they knew I was just dead red.
You know, Bob is not going to argue with them. He's just going to whatever you need. Just take it.
You got a chicken Caesar while you're at it, if you like.
Tijuana, man. That's fucking crazy, too.
Well,
that's another good story.
You know what they call
LA was not far from there. It was like an hour and a half drive.
Now, approval for the picture here, Joe, but they used to call him Vampiro.
They called me Noño.
Oh, yeah.
Noño. There was this little Mexican... There's a Mexican character. Hold on.
Wow, this is great, Mikey. But mind you, these are all these banquet servers, a lot of like Spanish banquet servers. You know, that you're supposed to have some level of professionalism. He'd hop in the truck and take them all down to Tijuana after shifts.
I could only imagine the shit he would say. Like, what did he say? Like, come on, we're going.
That's why they go.
That was a Noño Mexican beard. Back then, I didn't have a beard, right? So, yeah, it's tough. I'm getting bodied here. How am I getting bodied?
You are. Let me get
this. What is going on?
I don't know, but these are great stories.
Cheers today, man.
I haven't laughed this hard in a long time.
Let me give you a little break in the action.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Moving right along. What a story. I mean, there's just great, great quality Joey D stories that nobody knows. He had a big week this week. I saw Joe told a fan because they got pissed about the ad reads. I go on Twitter. Joe told a fan, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
It was a joke. It was. Oh. I felt like it was fitting because that was a joke that people said, don't bite the hand that feeds you to me. And yes. So I turned it on its head and I was like, we're running a podcast. So
you
don't bite
that
the
motherfucker.
Hand.
You yeah. flipped it.
Yep. It
hey, of course, look. It was misunderstood again, as I usual.
Mean, yeah. Yep.
It boosts comments. I mean, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is never. You know what's funny with the Brilliantly Dumb Show right now? We have grown, but I've never seen on YouTube. Like sometimes it gets into the algorithm or whatnot. But right now, we have like 32,000 people on YouTube, not audio, on YouTube that just watch the show, and it's just that 32,000 people, and it stops right at 32,000.
Yeah, at 32,33 every week. It's wild.
It really yeah. is. It's not like it gradually goes up.
Some
it
guys
sticks.
Like, yeah, Bob's lying. They've had 30,000 views. That's not true. We
that's
have not
true.
Been
like
33,000 views. Yeah, yeah. 20 was like a big number for us a couple of years ago. That was yeah. like a big number. So,
by the way, I used to lie all the time. I would say we're growing, and it would be the same. Now it's growing. Now I'm not lying. But
part
okay.
of the business.
Part of the business, Richard. I guess we could talk about that.
Oh, no. Oh, no, man.
What?
Go ahead, Mikey.
No, I don't. Listen, man.
I feel bad, man. It's like it's not even.
I was out to dinner last night with Dickie Gass and Louie Luna and Mikey and Gracia. And we went to a beautiful place. Steakhouse with cigars you could smoke inside, which is tremendous. You could smoke cigars in the restaurant. They have the smoke eaters, great. But anyway, during the course of the evening, Louis brought up the Dickie Gass's 40th birthday, and he was like, what a night, like just a perfect night, blah blah blah. I was like, I can't believe, like, you were really surprised. Now he goes, nah, I knew. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, no, I knew. I just, you know, I couldn't go on about it, but you know, I knew. I said, how did you know? He goes, I was in that fucking live, and Bob just fucking said it right on the live.
No. Bob, you ruined
I gotta
the
say
surprise.
This. He played it off so well. He was like, I didn't want his wife to get upset and blah, blah, blah. And he played it off completely well. He did say, however, and I'll give Bob a little bit of a good feel here. He did say that he had an inclination prior to the live.
That feels good, but still,
so the
man,
live
that
was the
sucks.
Final nail in the coffin. Yeah,
like it's like questioning whether or not Santa Claus is real, and then just having someone flat out tell you.
Like, really, dude? Like,
the best part about that is how hard
it's. It's
so
insane,
bad, man.
That is a clip. That is just Joe telling a dad joke, and just he's already there. Joe is full dad already. It's so good. And that is just him telling
like
a dad joke. That is so good.
Kid
man.
Questioning Santa Claus is real, and then Bob just showed up and you're like, he's not real. I ate the cookies.
Pretty good. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty fucking good.
Bro.
Bob, that's pretty good.
It just sucks because, you know, they, people put a lot of, you know, they put a lot of time in surprising.
It
into,
was a lovely evening, though. It was yeah. it was a lovely
but at
evening.
The same time, to be honest, Dickie Gass is such a dick that yes. there is a chance, correct me if I'm wrong, that he's saying that to make me feel bad.
No.
Oh, no.
No, but I'm going to say
off,
this.
Fuck off, Joe,
because
you
say
don't
this.
Know.
Dick is the type of guy that, like, it's going to be very hard to pull off a surprise with him because he's so regimented and anal and rigid about everything he does that, like, you're not going to be able to really maneuver around too much because he's on top of everything. He's like a hawk. He's like right. on top of
well,
everything.
Well, you would be the same way.
Oh, very much. Very Holly already told me. She goes, I'm going to have a party for you next year. I'm not going to have, it's my 40th next year. She's like, I'm doing a party for you. I'd never throw you a birthday party. You don't get birthday parties. We're going to have a 40th birthday, but don't even think it's going to be a surprise. No,
surprises
no chance in hell.
Suck, man.
No
surprises
chance
are overrated.
You don't like surprises.
I like
sell the surprise. Sell the surprise. Hold on to that.
I am excited for his buy or sell. I am excited for that buy or sell.
It's not an airport, Bob.
Okay. All right.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Great job, Michael. Really, really good job, as always. Nice. That's it for the ads this week, fellas.
That's it.
We're done. I know how good of adjustment is that in pod ad reads, though. The comments don't get me. I think us putting the title that we did last week got people going because we put the longest pod, which, by the way, it was not because of the ads. But I enjoy the banter, the Brilliant Dumb Show, the fan banter. They can be ruthless in a good way. We love it. But without further ado, let's get on into our buy or sell. Mikey, I'm going to start with you.
With your
buy or sell.
Okay. Let me see here. I wrote something down earlier this week.
If you want me to go, I can go.
Go ahead, fire off, Bob. Go ahead.
I'm going to buy another food. I'm going to buy. I haven't done it in so long. I'm on a huge kick with it now. Doesn't get the credit that it deserves. And now I'm just a huge. It's a deli meat. Now, I think know what like. It is.
Go ahead, Bob. It's a good buy, like, by the way, too. It's a good buy.
You don't know.
Okay.
Can I go, man? Like, can I?
Go ahead. You want to say it on three?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Roast beef.
Roast beef. Yeah, really good.
Wow. He must have been talking about this roast beef a lot, Joe. Look at Joe. He must be talking about
I'm on a like huge clockwork, man.
Jeez. I'm on a huge, huge roast beef kick. I really am.
Talk to me about the beef, Bob.
It's just like when they do it the right way, like when they slice the roast beef that's placed by us. Mikey, it's called Joseph's Classic Italian Market. It's the closest thing I can get to New Jersey.
Got it.
And they don't do the chicken cutlet well. Like their chicken cutlet's too thick. Yeah. So I've tried that. I always wanted it to be good. It's not that good. So I switched. I said, I saw some girl in front of me getting a roast beef sandwich. Oh, man. It roast beef with like American cheese or even like Swiss. I haven't had it in years and I forgot how good roast beef can be.
You ever have a roast beef club?
No. What's really talk good. To me about that with like coleslaw on it?
Roast beef club, you know, triple decker club sandwich.
Yep.
Little rye. I like rye toast.
Yeah.
You know, some people like white. I like rye. Triple decker roast beef club, little bacon, little mayo, and little Swiss lettuce tomato. Real nice. That,
you know, the beauty with roast beef is I love mayo so much, and roast beef pairs with mayo.
Yes, it does.
So very well. Yes, you know what I mean?
And mustard.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mustard's a big one, too.
It's one of the few sandwiches I actually don't mind mustard on is with a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah. You're not a mustard guy.
No, he's had a vendetta against mustard ever since I took it in the top five condiments. Oh, big vendetta.
You took it at one. It's not like you just took it. You took it at one.
It's a very flexible condiment, Joe. It works. It's a five tool condiment. It really is.
I think mustard is an acquired taste. It's like coffee. Mustard's like coffee.
Honey mustard, hot mustard, you know, ground seed mustard.
I agree.
So many. It's a five-tool player, Bob.
Yeah, what about like Joe, I think you're just thinking like plain yellow mustard. What about like deli mustard?
I like Dijon.
Honey Dijon, another mustard.
I agree. When you think about mustard,
deli mustard is different than all those other mustards. Like it's not the same.
The mustard family. It's the mustard family. It's the mustard family, Joe.
Fair. I will say that I've always liked roast beef sandwiches. I've been a big proponent of that.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna have a roast beef sandwich tonight.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm probably gonna do that. I'm probably gonna order DoorDash from the diner and get a roast beef club sandwich. I'll send you the picture, Bob.
Exactly what I'm talking about. Mikey, diners of all places, and this is a guy who would know, diner Postmates don't travel well. Those home fries never travel well. Diners have not perfected the delivery by any means.
I don't know if it's a matter of the distance, perhaps, that it's traveling, which I think severely compromised the meal. Distance travel. Yeah. Like, my diner is right down the street from my house, literally. So the travel is very, very short. Any time you put, excuse me, a crispy potato in a container, it's always going to lose some of its flavor.
They don't
fries.
Have
fries. Fries is like the most compromised item, I feel like, in transit.
100%.
Delis
are some of the worst at transferring food from the site to the location. They don't have the proper sealants. They don't have the proper things to wrap the sandwiches so they get moist. It's a problem. And I think it's because they're not used to doing a lot of delivery, that most of their business is on site or pickup.
I do agree with that. I think that's correct. I found that with delis. Delis just don't do well with transferring. There's a place in LA which I thought was great called Hi-Ho Cheeseburger. It's so good. But with the fry bag, it's like a brown paper bag. They put holes on the top of the bag. Perforated? Which help. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah,
great.
Like the steam out. Sure.
Yeah, and it really works. it's a game changer.
I miss Factors, Bob.
Yeah, those are great days.
Is that the place you would go before NFL Sunday?
Yeah, no? I'd have Joe there at 7:30 in the morning.
You have to.
Yeah, with the West Coast time.
You have to. What are you going
to do? There was a time, Mikey, we went there and the restaurant wasn't open yet. We had to wait outside of the deli for 35 minutes for it to open. And I'm like, Bob, what are we doing here? He's like, I swear they were open. I mean, he wanted to get there. Now, on the West Coast, it's different because 10 a.m. start time, you know, it's not as bad. But, like, he wanted to be there at the crack of dawn. He's like, I want to really, like, the build-up. He loves the build-up to NFL Sunday.
Yeah, dude.
The build-up to NFL Sunday. You know, you guys, Bob is an NFL. He lives and died by the NFL. And the build-up to NFL Sunday is something. It's just something about Sunday that just, I love it. I love NFL Sunday. Don't get me wrong. But to me, just College Saturday is just, it's a different animal because there's no Monday anxiety attached to it whatsoever. Like, when the Sunday football window begins to close, second half of the late game starts. Yes, Joe?
No, go ahead, finish. I have a question for you.
But you're just going to keep your hand up while he talks?
Well, no, I'll now that he addressed it, I'll answer. Right.
That's crazy. That's so crazy.
So good. But anyway, once that second half of the late game start, it's kind of like, now I'm like, fuck. And then the night game comes, and the Sunday night game is just like, I mean, sometimes you get good games, but that College Saturday, man, it's like, it's just start to finish. It's just, I'll say this. If you gave me the freedom, no kids, no wife, you get to lock in on a Saturday or a Sunday full slate, I got to be honest, I'm going to take Saturday. I just am.
The Monday my question side. Was, go ahead, Joe.
My question is, now when you're retired and you don't have to go to work on Monday, does that change the Sunday?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Because
now Monday is going to be like, Monday. I'm going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to be gearing up for Monday night football.
Monday might be my favorite day of the week, to be honest now. I just like look forward to starting a new week, you know?
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. That's motivating.
It's a new start to the week. It's like, last week's gone. We got a new week here. It's going to be awesome.
I mean, my favorite day of the week is still Friday. I'm a huge Friday guy. I've always been a Friday guy. I got married on a Friday. Like, our wedding was on a Friday. I think because I just felt, and Holly agreed, like, she's a Friday person. Like, we just felt like, if you're going to have a wedding and it's going to be a party wedding, the day that you have it is Friday. Number one, we got married in the fall. No interference with football. You get married on a Friday. No interference with football. Number two, everyone is just going to cut the fuck loose because now they got 2 days to recover, not one. So it's like Friday night wedding, bro, is like, it's like you let people out off the fucking leash.
By the way, too, you probably get a much better deal doing it on a Friday, too.
Yeah, probably.
Nah. I mean, you got to dip into like the Thursday, Monday to really see like an impact. Friday, Saturday, still, the top.
I mean, for us, okay. Saturday was, you had the whole Sunday off still.
Saturday. I mean, listen, if you're not going to get married on a Friday, get married on a Saturday. I mean, everybody wants to get married on a Saturday, but I did love the Friday wedding. I did.
Cause you don't want to interfere with sports and stuff like that.
No, that's not dude. When I see these fall Sunday weddings, it's despicable, dude.
It really is, man. No, it is. He's not wrong.
It's disgusting. It's come on, man.
There's no regard.
Class.
There's no regard. No regard. Zero regard there. Yeah. Zero. That's terrible. Well, that's a great sell, by the way. Fall weekend weddings is just a hard sell.
Sunday wedding is a price reduction wedding. That's all that is.
Correct. I mean, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, the whole world knows it. No one's getting married on a Sunday unless you're trying to shave a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Am I wrong, Mikey?
Apologies to every listener that got married on a Sunday.
I bet you there isn't many. I bet you there isn't many.
Fucking Joe's going to get.
I bet you there isn't many. It's not a normal thing to get married on a Sunday.
All right.
With that being said, he's hot. So, Mike, I'll let you hold it. Let's head over to Joey D. Buy or sell.
I'm buying this week. And the last time I was... Oh, man. Xavier Worthy arrested Friday. Okay. What I will say this is the last time I bought an alcoholic cocktail or beverage, it was the Cotajillo, and it went off. And a lot of people were open to the enlightenment of not doing the espresso martini, but doing the Cotajillo.
I forgot all about that drink.
It's a great drink.
It's a great drink. Really, really good drink. So now I am going to, so now my next buy is now, I had this for the first time I was in Costa Rica, one of my meals. And I was like, I've never tried this. I'm going to try it. It was amazing. I went out for dinner last night with Nicole. I saw it on the menu again, a little different variation. I'm like, I'm going to run it back. If it hits the same way it did as it did in Costa Rica, it's my buy. And it did. And it's a white Negroni. I'm telling you, it is absolutely amazing. You get, so instead of the Campari, you replace it with a Lillet Blanc, like a French aperitif, and you don't put the bitters. So it's a lot less bitter and a lot more floral forward. I'm telling you, Bob, it is unbelievable. Here it is. So the white Negroni tends to be less sweet due to the use of a drier white vermouth. So you're not using the red vermouth, you're using the sweet vermouth, you're using the white vermouth. And then a white Negroni often has more floral and citrus notes compared to the spicy and herbal notes of a classic Negroni. It goes down so smooth. I could have put down like 10 of them.
I'll be honest with y'all, I, as a Negroni guy, I will be trying that for sure.
I would try it also.
So
the sommelier smooth. And Joe just came out there, man. I mean, he's talking floral.
The floral forward.
Are you serious?
Sometimes a Negroni, if they put too much
smooth, Mr. Nestle.
Sometimes a Negroni, if they don't get the concoction right, it can be too bitter.
Oh, it's people not, could fucking Negroni's one of those drinks you're playing with fire if you order it because if they fuck it up, it's almost undrinkable.
But
it's
this
so
one, Mikey, it's so smooth. I'm telling you now, I had two times.
100%.
I'm buying it, man. And you know what? I don't think it gets I didn't even know. Like, people don't drink it. It's not.
I never heard of it.
I think it's point. Yeah, that's a fun buy because that's something that people will go out and try. I will definitely try that as a Negroni guy for sure. I think it's a fun buy. I like that a lot. I really do.
Yeah, that's my buy for this week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I you know, too, like people, when we were thinking of what drink to do for Have a Day, like what spirit to put in that, some people were like, gin. It's like, yo, 0.1% of the population drinks gin. I happen to like Negronis, but like gin is such a rare.
Yeah. Gin and tonic people. I mean, there's gin and tonic people. I mean,
gin is probably the most versatile, like, spirit if you're mixing it with like juices or different sodas or whatnot. It's very compatible with a lot of stuff, which is why it's actually a very old, like probably one of the oldest spirits of all time, that and rum.
You know what I've heard, which I actually agree. People have told me that they have really like vivid, crazy dreams drinking gin. I have noticed when I drink gin, if I have a couple Negronis, I have these very vivid dreams. Like you wake up and remember your dreams, for better or for worse.
Right,
Might be
right,
from the
right.
herbaceousness of it. I don't know. That would be what I would.
What does that even
You ever heard
Go off,
what
Joe.
does
You
that
ever heard of
mean?
you heard of herbs?
Yeah, of
Okay,
course.
so like gin is concocted with herbs, Bob. It's made from like roots and like the
Isn't it?
herb.
Do you
Yeah,
pronounce the H in herbs or do you just say herbs?
herbaceous is what you would say, I would believe.
Herbatical.
Herbaceous. Yeah. All right, Mikey, let's go to.
Kirk Herb Street.
It's juniper berries and botanical ingredients. It's herbaceous. Why is that funny? No,
Kirk Herb Street. That's so good.
was good. Come on, man. Fuck.
Right, go ahead, Mikey.
This is going to be a horrible buy now because Joe bought a drink and I was buying a drink myself. I'm saying this is the only beer that I've drank in the last, it seems like, honestly, the last 3 months or since the weather got cold. I don't think anything beats it when it's poured properly. And even out of the can now, I've been getting it out of the can. Guinness.
Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
good.
Guinness is, people, I think they see Guinness, and people who never had a Guinness, they're like, oh my God, that the thing I always remember as a kid, not a kid, but a younger person, you see a Guinness, like, oh, it's so heavy. It's so heavy. That's the common misconception.
Nah.
There's no carbonation in it. It is, when it's done right, man, I don't think anything hits quite like it in the beer family. It's just different. And that's like been my go-to. That's all I've been, if we're going out and I'm having a drink, that's all I've been drinking. Like, I don't know what it is, but man, oh man, Guinness,
When it's
unbeatable.
cold, that's the beer
Unbeatable,
to
man.
drink,
It
man.
is. It, I
And
mean,
then
I'm
the
never going to
cans,
be drinking it in the
they
summer,
got the
but
little ball that keeps it going
yes,
inside of the
it's
can.
just rock
when we were
solid,
in
man.
Scotland, we did the Guinness Challenge, and that was the first time I was getting ready to have a Guinness. Couldn't believe how much lighter it was than what I thought. And a great marketing ploy, I don't know if they did this, but the split the G game with
Split the
Guinness
G. Yep.
is, I'd love something like that for half a day. Like something like that is so good. So many people, I bet you, buy a Guinness to try and split the G with it. It's a great play.
Yeah.
And a really good beer.
It's easy to chug too. Like, I didn't realize how easy it goes
They
down.
go down. I mean, you want to talk about smooth, Joseph. That's a smooth beer. That's a smooth beer,
Smooth
man.
criminal. Okay, another thing before we get into top five, Mikey Reports put out a recent Twitter breaking. So we have another report. Why don't you tell
Wait,
them
Penix
about
and Metcalf? Yeah,
this
he's
is the
got
Penix to
another
Metcalf.
he's got a he's got a big one. Why don't you tell him what it is?
I've been told from my sources. No, I have it on a decent authority. I've been told this, that my source is standing on business with this one. I was actually told by my source 100%. That's what I was
There's
told.
no 100% of it.
I know there's not, but this is what I was told, and I trust this person very, very dearly. I do. I
Oh,
was
Mikey.
told that Kyler Murray, the Arizona Cardinals and the Cleveland Browns are in talks to trade Kyler Murray to Cleveland. That's what I was told. I don't know what the return will
Is
be,
Deshaun Watson gone?
but that's what I've heard. Now they restructured his deal because it's such a fucking disgrace, and I don't know if he's going to play because he ruptured his Achilles again, another Achilles guy, in the offseason, like whatever the fuck he was doing. So yeah, I mean, listen, I'm gonna wear it. It's gonna be an L. It's gonna be a W. Probably an L. I'll wear it. It is what it is. I have no fear. People cannot scare me
Lot of
on
people.
Twitter.
I didn't expect you to get into it the way you're getting into it with people.
No.
You know what it is? It's like people, like, I just don't get it. Like, I see all the things all the time that people put out, and it's like, I don't know. I just never acknowledge it. Like, it just, either I'll accept the information or I won't. But I'll never go out of my way to be like, you're a fucking idiot, or this is never gonna happen. Like,
People are
I don't
just
know.
angry,
I just
bro.
don't
People
take the
are
time to do
angry.
it. I don't have enough time on my hands, perhaps, to get that involved in it. But
I
Penix to
do.
Metcalf, Penix to Metcalf. We
Penix to
need the dub.
Metcalf.
We need the
So
dub.
you
We
should
need the
need
dub.
the dub. Need the
Need the dub.
dub. Need the dub.
Hey, everybody needs a good dub sometimes, Michael.
That's right. We do. We absolutely do. By the way, speaking of dubs, needed that top five last week, man. Yeah, that was a big one. I had to have it. I had to have it.
That was really, really big.
If I lost that, that would have been disgraceful.
Bro, Joe's had a great year. I've been struggling.
Yeah, 2025.
A lot of people were at us for the Homer Simpson.
Oh my God, come on.
That was
funny.
And
then the Walter White. It's like, okay, they're bald. Like, the guy had hair in two episodes. It's like the entire season, aside from the first season, the entire show, he's bald. He's like fully bald.
Yeah.
Everybody's just got something to clap back about. Everybody's got something to fucking argue about.
That's the world today, Joseph.
And Twitter is the worst. Let me tell you, Twitter, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in Twitter that
you've been really dipping your toes deep into that.
I've stayed away the last couple days because, you know what? I needed a couple days break.
It's not good for you mentally.
You just get into it with people back and forth. It's just there's no need.
I tell you, who loves that.
Mikey, I can't. Look, I didn't think that it was going to get to where it. I didn't think it was going to get to where it did. I didn't.
Scumbag. You're such a scumbag. Yeah.
Wait, what?
You're such a fucking scumbag, bro. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Wait, what?
I fucking knew it.
What
a total
wait, Bob! Bob was your source?
Yeah, he sure was. sure was, man. What a piece of shit, dude! What a total piece of shit.
What?
And you know what? I fucking asked him last night. I go, bro, you're not pranking me, right? This isn't a prank. Swore up and down it wasn't. You are one of the very worst people on the planet. You really are,
Bob. You told him verbatim that Kyler Murray.
And I believed him because you guys were on the course with fucking Darnold and Josh Allen.
Oh,
so I was like, all right, yeah. I was like, I'll buy that. Sure, I'll buy that.
Okay, Mikey. So.
What a piece of shit. You piece of shit.
I got to
put this on Twitter now.
Wait, Mikey, you got to say that you're a hoax.
I was bamboozled.
So let me tell you something.
You should preface that by telling people to watch the Brilliantly Dumb Show this week.
So, thank you for being a good sport, Mikey, because I started to get worse. Okay, so we played with Darnold and all of them.
Oh.
And it was pretty wild to watch. There was a lot of stuff going on with the free agency with them. I would never spill where they're going or ever give that intel. But I did think about it, and I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm going to fuck with Mikey. Like, I'm going to make up that Kyler Murray is getting.
He's tweeting right now.
So, Mikey. In a matter of like the next morning, he's like, I have reasonable doubt. Like, I have reason to believe that Kyler Murray. I told him Sam Darnold was going to the Cardinals and getting traded.
So people are going to be so livid,
man.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, the anger.
Mikey puts out the tweet, the tweet starts going viral. The tweet gets
Tweet's got a million views.
I know.
Bob, you got it.
Yo, there was like legitimate like NFL people from Arizona that are like, this is not true. There's no validity to this. I was telling people, yeah, whatever, bro. Believe what you want. I got it on high authority, dog.
This was the tweet, Joe. Read the tweet.
Alert emoji developing.
Siren.
Alert siren developing. Alert siren. Have gotten word from a reliable source that the hashtag Browns and hashtag Cardinals are in talks regarding a trade that would send Kyler Murray to Cleveland. Compensation not known at this time. Hashtag Penix to Metcalf.
Well, it was a Penix to Metcalf. Oh, my.
To be honest.
Bob, why would you see the Cardinals and the Browns of all
I just wanted to make up something just so wild. But Mikey tweets it. And when Mikey put compensation not yet known, I was crying laughing. But then the tweet starts to go viral.
What did you think? It wasn't gonna?
I didn't think it was gonna go viral.
Bob, let me tell you something.
Another high moment.
I tweet some fucking nukes, bro. Some of my tweets are fucking nuclear warheads.
A million. I've never sniffed a million on the fucking...
No, I'm sorry. 710,000.
That's still a lot. Oh, my God.
It starts
161 retweets.
Oh, Tyler's looking over his shoulder.
By the way, I just gave us a nice plug, though. I did just say breaking, well, alert emoji, breaking alert emoji. I have been bamboozled. Tune in to Brilliantly Dumb Show this week for more. No further comment at this time. Shaking my head emoji. Hashtag Phoenix to Mecca.
Mikey puts out the tweet. I thought it was the funniest thing. I mean, I'm dying laughing. Tough, and man. Then the tweet starts to really gain traction. So I'm like, Jet hit me up. He's like, yo, it's starting to go. He's like, Mikey's going to be pissed. So, I started to really get worried. I was like, yo, like he might get really, really pissed. Like,
Were you that worried? Because I texted you. And I said, are you pranking me? And you swore you weren't. You know what really was the fuck that he goes, it should drop in a couple days, he said. That should have been the telltale, because if something of that magnitude happens, it doesn't, like, it'll get out sooner than later. Shame on me.
Mikey was trying to get his big break there to bounce back.
See, there's the problem is I'm not trying to get a big break. I'm not trying to get a big break. I do this, and I think that's what drives
people nuts. That's huge news. That is huge news.
No, it is. It is. It would have been huge news.
I'm saying if you have a story of that magnitude before any of the sources,
No, no, it is. No, it would have been.
That would have been huge.
This will be just as big, but in a negative. But I don't care. You see, there's people.
Bob,
like,
you better buy him a roast beef sandwich.
Dude,
today.
There's insiders who are like, they get so mad. They get, because you're stepping on their territory, and I don't give one flying fuck. Like, wait, I don't give one flying fuck. Yeah, of course, but I don't care. Like, I'm not trying to be I'm just. I am fortunate and blessed enough in this life to know a couple people that are involved in the athletic world. And when I hear something and they're like, yeah, I don't care if you say something about it, I'm going to say something about it because I don't give a shit. Now, people are going to take it very seriously. Bob fucking, it's a great prank. It's a great prank because he fucking had me. He fucking had me, dude.
To be honest, it puts it, and then I see Mikey put out a tweet. Mikey puts out a tweet to a guy who, like, claimed, you know, Penix and Metcalf them, and he's like, if I'm not right about this source, I'll forever stop giving inside information.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. And I'm rescinding that. I'm rescinding that, by the way. Based on the prank, I'm rescinding that. Yeah.
So then time went on, and then as time went on, I thought it was the funniest thing ever. But then I see this tweet moving and I'm like, oh my God, dude, what if he gets upset about this? Like, he's going to take a lot of shit. I did start to get really worried. So I appreciate you being a good sport.
Bob, I could give two flying fucks about someone mad at me because I tweeted something about an NFL trade that didn't happen. Fuck off. Penix to Metcalf, by the way. Bob, you owe me one. You owe me one.
I do. And by the way, I don't want
fucking Carvel ice cream either. I'm not talking about that either. I don't want a $700 DoorDash either.
You were such a good sport about it. I appreciate it because I started to get worried.
I mean, this is good for the program. This is good because I'm telling you this right now. This was not a bit. And if you look at the tweets, you know that this was not a bit. I fucking believed him.
But then 100%. Mikey's smart. Mikey,
this could actually bring a lot of attention to the Brilliant Dumb Show.
Oh, I already know the title of the episode. It's going to be the end of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
How high were you, Bob, when you concocted this plan?
In the fucking clouds. I was so
high. Yeah, you had to be. God damn it.
And then the way Mikey came back to me, it was so funny. He was so happy about the source. He's like, here's what we're going to do, Bob. I'm not even going to mention Sam Darnold. Because to be honest, Darnold, you know, that's all I'm going to say is just I have reason to believe that Kyler Murray is getting moved to the Browns.
Oh, that's right.
Man. And then there were people saying, like, salary cap wise, that the trade wasn't feasible. And
that's
not true, by the way.
They're getting rid
of Myles Garrett. So
those people don't know ball. I mean, you know what? Let me tell you this, Bob. How sick would it be, though, if it somehow happened?
Imagine it happened.
I couldn't.
Then I'd have to pull a reverse bamboozling and say that I was just bamboozling the bamboozle from the start.
I guess why the prank worked is it kind of made sense, Mikey. Yes. A little bit.
I mean, listen, and then there was stuff that was coming out yesterday that I was like, whoa. I was like, hold on a minute. They were saying that Garrett is dug in and he's not going to play until he gets traded. And then there was a report that came out that Arizona's looking for defensive linemen and they're going to go heavy on defensive linemen in free agency. Happens. You may be right all along, Bob. You better play the lottery if that happens.
If this happens, really it means sport. That Bob is capable of being an NFL insider on
Jet,
top of a
team. Jet freaked me out. Jet freaked me out because Jet's like, yo, like this, like he could flip out on you, like he could lose his fucking mind. No. And I thought he's gonna know. I was like, I said to Jet, even if he gets mad, he.
Oh,
then
I
is
had
gonna
no fucking idea though.
Well, but in fairness, you did text me. You're like, are you pranking me? Because.
Well, when a report came out that it was like the Vikings really want Sam Darnold back and are working on a deal to get him, I'm like, Bob, are you sure about this, Bob?
He said, I'm getting really worried here, Bob.
I said, I'm scared, Bob.
That's when it started to hit me like, fuck, like maybe I went a little too far.
That's when it started to hit you. Oh, that's good. At least you have some semblance of a conscience. That's good to know.
The end of the Brilliantly Numb Show is the title of the episode. If you made it this far, by all means.
What an episode, man.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, let's go on into our top five. Today's top five is going to be
top five bamboozles.
Benix to Metcalf. Murray to the Browns. Kyler Murray, imagine Kyler Murray sees a tweet and it's like, fuck, man, I don't want to go to Cleveland.
Well, I'm telling you this, it reached some pretty like accounts with big reach in the football world. So that's the end of me. That's the end of my credibility. Now I do have on a side note, I do have an actual source that I'm awaiting. There's gonna be some good free agent news coming, but it will of course be prefaced with Penix to Metcalf. I mean,
so you're not gonna give up, Mikey.
No, can't give up. I'm not a quitter, Bob. I'm just not a quitter. It's just not in my DNA.
Can you tell what it is?
Just like Joe.
Can you tell what it is?
We're built different.
No, but I'm just telling you that there's going to be some stuff coming out very soon, very shortly.
All right.
Per source.
You can't, but by the way, it doesn't drop till Tuesday. You can't give it to us now?
No, I can't.
Joe said this is his big break. Come on, man.
Yeah, what a scumbag, dude.
how out of all of this that Bob does, he's trying to pin it on me.
Oh, Bob.
Unbelievable. Listen,
Bob
man.
Owes me one now. I got Bob in my pocket now.
Bob's in my pocket. You do. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get you something good. Bob DeSports is locked in with Saquon, so maybe I could do something like that. I owe you something. I got to get something big for you.
I want to be flown out. First class to the Saquon episode, and I want to be put up like a sultan.
And
that's what I want.
Like one of those guys that Mickey Mouse was waiting on.
Yes, Saudi prince.
We're even on that.
Sure,
it's Kenny Pickett, who you know dearly.
Yes, sure.
Also known as Joe Burrow.
That'll settle it.
My dad. Yeah.
That'll settle it.
How about Kenny sending the message that UFC's coming up? His favorite thing. He's got to bring his dad out. I was gonna be like. I wonder if he'll get your name right this time.
Dude, did we ever hear back from Mike, by the way?
No. He's pickleball. Pickleball.
It's Saturday.
Yeah. I will tell you this. Don't take this as the lock because he just says he likes it but doesn't love it. He's going against Pereira.
Okay.
He's going against Pereira.
How big of a favorite is Pereira?
No, it's a dead even line.
It's dead.
Is it really?
Oh yeah, this guy he's going against is a huge grappler, and apparently Pereira's takedown defense is really good. But usually the grapplers win. But if Pereira can stay up and strike, then at the advantage, it's a dead even line.
Okay,
but we'll see. Don't...
dead even line with Pereira.
I know, D. I mean, look, you know what Joe does though. But Joe, like he did it in the game that we got.
Do I know what Joe does?
Here's what Joe does. I will say.
Joe does.
Yeah.
I ride. That's what I do.
There's no question. There's no question that you ride. That's not in question. Your ridership is not in question. That's not in question.
Yeah, I'll ride.
I know.
You need a rider, dog. You got one right here.
But Joe. 100%.
But Joe, here's the thing. What Joe will do is, like, he told us to bet NC State, and they got fucking schlacked, okay? And by the way, that's okay. But to start the game, NC State goes down 10 in the first few minutes. And I said to Joe, like, holy shit, like, NC State does not look good. And he's like, long game here, a lot of game, Bob. With that being said, if I gave out the pick or if Mikey gave out the pick and NC State was down 10, Joe would be like, these fucking guys can't figure it out.
I'm not mad at the person giving me the pick. I'm mad at the kids. I'm mad at the players.
You're a lot more optimistic. If it's your pick, you'll give it the benefit of the doubt. But if it's somebody else's pick, you're very...
That's Mikey lately. I've been riding the Brotherhood a lot lately.
There's no question on ridership.
Ridership is not in question.
You did tell me yesterday that we were toast during the high
point. That's a reverse. I do the reverse psychology.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Sometimes you got to do that, Mikey, the reverse psychology.
You're telling me? I posted
And by the way, didn't that happen? Help us out?
Yes.
After I said that, we ended up winning.
Yeah, I would say that's the reason they won.
But the ridership... Your ridership is not in question.
Never once.
You are a rider. You are
a
rider.
I'm a loser. I don't make my own picks.
Okay. All right. Let's head on into our top five. Today's top five with March here in full swing. Your top five favorite March Madness players. We had a little bit of a dialogue before. Not best, because I think if you put best, then you have to put in Patrick Ewing, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, where we want to do like, it could be a Cinderella guy, like your favorite. When you think of March Madness, who do you think of? Top five favorite. Joey D's come out hot to start the year. Mikey V with the big win with bald guys last week. Mikey V, where would you like to go?
It's a great question. You know, I guess, I'll go third. I'll go third. Yeah.
Joe, where would you like to go?
I don't think there's like clear cut one. I'll go second.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I'm gonna start off. Give me Steph Curry.
Yeah, averaged 32 points through that tournament.
That was awesome. That Davidson run was great. I do think going second and third is the right play. It's tough to say.
Joseph,
I'll go with Zion Williamson.
Okay,
let's go on.
I'll take Leitner, only guy ever to make four Final Fours. I mean, he was iconic. And then give me Carmelo, the only Cuse national title as a freshman. That was fucking insane what he did. So Leitner and Carmelo.
D-Man?
No, I'll go with J.J. Redick. Okay. I love watching him play.
I love Redick, man.
I wanted this one. Give me Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker's a great pick. Averaged 23-6-6 through that tournament in 11.
And then give me Derrick Rose. How do you know that, Mike? Was that just note in the notes?
I know ball, Bob.
we're doing our favorites, right?
Correct. Yes, favorites, yes. Not best.
I'm going to go with Jimmer Fredette.
That's a great one.
Yeah, it's a great pick. One. It's a great pick.
Because he didn't amount to anything really after. I think he was playing in China.
I think they got bounced for the Shanghai Sharks. Is that right?
Yeah,
I think Shanghai they got bounced. I think the Jimmer Magic ran out in the Sweet 16.
But watching him, people are going nuts. He'd be chucking it up from everywhere, dude.
Give me Anthony Davis, Kentucky.
That's only 12.
And then on the wraparound, I'm going to go with Jalen Brunson. Villanova, 16-18. He was fucking insane. I'm going to take Jalen Brunson.
I don't want to go for another guy who just... I'll take him last because I don't think anyone's going to take him. I'm going to go with John Wall from Kentucky.
Great. Ooh, yeah,
he
I like
was
that.
Fucking magic back then, dude. I mean, he was even in the NBA, but he was electric to watch.
Okay, I want... Give me Tyler Hansborough.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Hansborough. I'm telling you right now, Redick and Hansborough, that was like the best Dickie V era, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That was peak Dickie V for me. It just was. Who's the last pick, Bob?
I'm going to go with Greg Oden.
The Buckeye.
And I left out a guy that's just OG fucking incredible. Yeah, I like my list, but there's a guy missing that's just fucking OG.
I'm going to pick a guy who is just this guy. I love watching him. He never amounted to anything, but he was awesome to watch. Oh. And
He never amounted to anything.
That's such a bad quote, dude. That's
I mean, in the NBA. Just say, you know, his professional basketball career didn't go in the direction that he had planned. Would be a lot.
He never amounted to anything.
Imagine that guy's mom listening to this podcast.
That guy is Adam Morrison.
I was gonna say, I almost want you to pick a different guy now. But it's a good. That is a good pick.
He's a big friend of the program too, man.
That's, what?
Yeah. No, he's yeah. Not. He follows.
No,
yeah.
It's.
Yeah, does he really?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
There's some good ones still not taken.
I was between three guys for this last pick. I'm gonna take Dwayne Wade, the Marquette run.
Yeah, I had Dwayne Wade.
03, triple double against Kentucky in the Elite Eight, fucking to go to the Final Four. Like
Emeka Okafor was another one.
Recency bias. You know who was awesome last year? DJ Burns from NC State, the big
He got traded, by the way. He's on another team now. I think he's with who's he with now? Is it I think he's with Nebraska.
I got two on it. You can't get traded. Joe.
No.
Portal.
The guy from Arizona is with Nebraska. Okay. That Bodle.
Yo, throw out a couple honorable mention. I got Hashim Thabeet honorable mention, and then the OG JD McNamara was the
Shabazz Napier, another guy. The Admiral David Robinson for Navy. Mm-hmm. I mean Navy. Went to the Sweet 16.
Chris Paul, Wake Forest.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Elite Eight. I had Kevin Durant with Texas was unreal, too. Ooh,
that would have been a really good one. Let's hear the list, Mikey.
I just did my favorite. I'm going to get rolled
that's,
here.
Well, but that's what it is. That's what it's supposed to be.
I know.
Bob's got Steph. He's got Kemba Walker, Derrick Rose, Tyler Hansbrough, Greg Oden. Joe's got Zion, Redick, Jimmer Fredette, John Wall, Adam Morrison. I got Christian Laettner, Carmelo Anthony, Anthony Davis, Jalen Brunson, and Dwayne Wade.
I think Joe may do it again.
He might.
Bunch of guys that are fun to watch and like that just were elected. But
I think Joe may do it again. All right. Well, folks, that does it. Another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And that is actually the end of the Brilliantly Dumb Show because Mikey will never speak to me. Penix to Metcalf forever. Thank you for being a good sport, Michael. Great to get that off my chest. Fuck you, too. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next time.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.